So yeah, sermon title, The Faith of Our Mothers. Amen. I want to wish all of our mothers out there a very happy Mother's Day as we celebrate the most beautiful and important people in our lives today. Amen. Our amazing mothers. And if they're no longer with us, you know, let us honor their memory as well. Amen. Let us honor their memory as well. Today's sermon is dedicated to all of our mothers. We don't always do a Mother's Day sermon, but we're doing one this year, and like I said, it's called The Faith of Our Mothers, okay? And we're going to be covering a few different verses. We read four of them earlier, scriptures, and we'll start it off with a story, of course. Amen? A woman once wrote Gypsy Smith after an evangelistic campaign to tell him that she had been converted and convicted as a result of one of his messages. She said, "I believe the Lord wants me to preach the gospel, Brother Smith, but the trouble is that I have 12 children to raise. What shall I do?" And she received this letter in reply. He wrote her, he said, "My dear lady, I am happy to hear that you've been saved and you feel called to preach, but I'm even more delighted to know that God has already provided you with a congregation of 12. The new convert got the point. Amen. She got the point. She had her own congregation already, right there at home, right? The women in our lives, from the first breath we take, can be and usually are the greatest spiritual influence we're ever going to have from another person in the world. Amen. And it all starts with them giving us life. It all starts with them giving us life. I know for me growing up, the greatest spiritual influences to me were my mother, my grandmothers, and a lot of my tias or a lot of my aunts. Amen? And if you're Mexican, you probably saw this on a lot of your grandma's dresser tops, right? It had the little altar set up, and that's where my nanas used to pray for us, amen? And so they were the ones that prayed for me continuously, amen, and taught me who God was at an early age in my life, all right? And, you know, God's agape love is the only true unconditional love that we're ever going to experience, okay? But the closest love we'll ever experience, I believe, to that is a love of a mother for her children. Amen? That a lot of times can be an unconditional love, right? A mother's love for her children. And so it was much the same for our brother Timothy in today's focus text. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and read that now. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. "I thank God whom I serve as my ancestors did," Paul said, "with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers," talking to Timothy. He said, "recalling your tears, I long to see you that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you." Today's sermon is a Mother's Day message, amen? And it's not only meant to encourage our mothers today, but it's meant to remind us how important they are to our existence on earth, amen? They're very important to us. So let's first talk about honoring our mothers, okay? Let's talk about that. Because Scripture does not say honor it, or I'm sorry, Scripture does say to honor your father and your mother. Right? Honor your father and your mother, and that command is from God, and it's meant for life. Amen? For life. Honor your father and your mother. And, you know, even as adults, we should continue to honor our mothers. Okay? Even as adults. And God gives us a promise with that command as well. He says that if we do that, that we will live long. Amen? We will live long if we honor our mother and father. So do the right thing, okay, in honoring your mother and father that you may have a long life, okay? All right? And you know the mark, not only of us as individuals, but as a society, is shown in how we treat our mothers. Amen? It's shown in how we treat our mothers. You know, as Christians, we're called to be more Christ-like as well. I missed a little story. About my wife told me when she was young, her dad used to tell the girls, he said, if you have a boyfriend and he treats his mom mean, then that means if you're to marry him, then guess what? He's probably going to treat you the same way, right? So it's a mark for us as individuals about what the kind of person we are in the way we treat our mothers. Yes. Amen? Yes. And so it really is. So as Christians, we're called to be more like Christ. Amen? And we'll give you an example of that. As Christ was hanging on the cross, amen, who was he thinking about? Who was the first person he thought about as he's hanging on the cross? His mother. Amen? His mother was there praying for him at his feet in his final moments, right? He looked down. He saw his mother, and he saw his best friend, John, who didn't have a mother at the time. And he looks at his mother and John, and he says, John, behold your mother. And he tells his mother, behold your son. Right? He was caring for his mother even as he's dying on the cross. He's caring for his mother. Of all the things on his mind at the time, the first thing he attends to is his mother. Amen? He attends to his mother. He wants to be sure that she's going to be taken care of. Right? So we all should want to be sure our mothers are taken care of. Amen? He wanted to be sure she was taken care of. So that's another trait of being Christ-like. Amen? Wanting to make sure our mothers are taken care of. If you don't care about honoring your mother, then you really cannot call yourself a Christian because you're not being Christ-like. Amen? If you can't honor your mother, then you're not being Christ-like. You know, it's a command of the Lord to love your mother. That's it, right? It's one of the commandments. Amen? And it doesn't matter what your mother's done. It doesn't say that it's conditional. Amen? It says love, honor your mother. Amen? It says, honor your mother because even the worst mother deserves to be honored. Okay? Not for what she's done, if she's done you wrong, but for who she is in your life. She gave you life. God gave her the gift to give you life. Amen? Regardless of what she's done, we're called to honor our mother. And, you know, she gave you life, and nobody else could do that except God. Amen? She gave you life. She held you in her body for 9 months and raised you for I don't know how many years. She may still be raising you. I don't know. Amen? Depending on your age, right? Depending on your age now. But, you know, for 9 months, okay? And she raises us unconditionally in most cases. Amen? Unconditionally. Not to mention the excruciating pain of childbirth. Amen. So I hear, right? Now, if we can't honor her for at least giving us life, and because God said so, then we got a much bigger problem than our relationship with our mother. Amen. We got a much bigger problem. So we're called to honor our mothers unconditionally as believers in Christ. Women should be respected for who they are and the gifts that God has given them. And the greatest gift that they have received is the gift to give us life. Because all of us got here the same way. A mother gave us life. Amen? And I got to mention this. A woman is a woman, and a man is a man. Right? There's no in between. There's no mistake. God doesn't make mistakes. Amen? Women can give birth, and men can't. End of story. Right? End of story. End of discussion. And so we must respect our women and our mothers for who they are. For who they are. For who God made them to be. And the gifts that God has given them. The Bible even says in many places that a woman, what a woman is. Amen? In many places. And we're going to read through a few of those here in a minute. And as Christians, we should be careful how judgmental we get with those who are naive about the truth of God's word when it comes to women. Amen? Because not everybody believes the truth, right? Not everybody, or is even aware of the truth. Some people aren't even aware of it. Amen? In fact, many people are living a lie, right? And they're proud of it. They're living a lie and they're proud of it. But another question is, can we as Christians open the Bible and show where Scripture states what a woman really is, right? And confirm that she never started out as a man. Doesn't say that in here. Amen? Can we open to Ephesians chapter 5? Okay? Can we open to Ephesians chapter 5? Can we open to, and say that this is the role of a wife? Amen? Says, wives, submit to your husbands as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. But husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Amen? Amen? A description. Also in 1 Peter chapter 3, it talks about true femininity. Amen? And it says, when they see the purity and reverence of your lives, your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. For this is the way the holy women of the past, who put their hope in God, used to adorn themselves. Amen? Beauty on the inside, right? Beauty on the inside. And also, of course, our Proverbs 31 women, right? Everybody wants a Proverbs 31 woman. Right? As believers. Amen? And here's some things they say about that in Proverbs 31. Number one, she opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. Women are more apt to want to help others. Amen is what that says. She is clothed with strength and dignity. We know how strong and dignified our women can be. Amen? She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. My wife calls that common sense, right? But she speaks with wisdom. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. They're always moving and grooving and getting things done. Amen? Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Amen? And lastly, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Right? A woman at any age, amen? A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. If we have a wife or a mother in our lives, then we should know what their God-given description, job description is. Amen? We should know. Even our young men, especially our young men, amen, who are still single, you should know the kind of godly woman to look for. The description's right there in God's Word. Amen? You should know who you're looking for. And so that's a little bit about womanhood, okay? Let's get back to motherhood, all right? We should all know what a treasure our mothers are in our lives. And if we know that and we've lost our mother, then this is a difficult week for a lot of you. Amen? And we pray for you. And we pray for our mothers as well. I thank God that I still have my mother. Amen? Yes. But I pray for those who do not. And some of you beautiful mothers have lost children as well, and they will grieve over that today. Amen? On their day. And we pray for you as well. as we recognize just how much you matter to us today. And for all you ladies with children, motherhood, guess what? Motherhood is your calling. Amen? If you have children, motherhood is your calling. Other than God, nothing is more important than your love for your husband and your children as a mother. It's a calling and it's a blessing from God. And it takes faith to do it right. Amen? It takes faith to do it right. The faith of our mothers is instrumental in the spiritual being of all of us. Whether it's present or not, good or bad, our mother's faith starts us down a path as we're being raised. Amen? Many great leaders in history have had great mothers, like George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. They had great spirit-led mothers. Amen? And many horrible leaders, like Adolf Hitler, had horrible mothers. Amen? But that's not to say that we get our faith from our mothers. Amen? Remember, faith is a gift of God, not of works. Amen? It's a gift of God. Jesus said to Nicodemus, we cannot enter the kingdom of God unless we're born again. Right? Faith and salvation are an act of the Spirit, and it's a free will choice for us to choose that. Amen? But the ability to choose that, to receive it, is usually passed on in our homes. Amen? From parents to children. They teach us the right ways, hopefully, in the Lord. Amen? And, you know, at least it should be at an early age, because it's much easier to be saved at home at a young age than to live a harsh, risky life, only to hopefully be saved as an adult. Amen? It's a lot more risky to do it that way. Amen? And thank God for all of us that did do it that way and made it to the Lord. Amen? Amen? And made it to a relationship with the Lord. But the ideal plan of witness for our families is to have faith passed on from generation to generation. Amen? You see, if one or both of your parents are saved, the likelihood of us being saved is much, much higher. Praise God for that. Remember in our first verse, 2 Timothy 1:3, Paul said, I thank my God whom I serve as did my ancestors. Right? Generation to generation. Paul was writing to Timothy and he starts to think of Timothy's strong faith and he remembers where he got his strength from. Right? From his grandmother and from his mother. Amen? So it was passed from generation to generation to generation. And Paul also speaks of his own influence, saying, my ancestors. These great men of God had a great spiritual influence in their home at some point. If just one of your parents were saved, you are blessed. That is true privilege in this life. Not the fake privilege they talk about on the news today. Amen? But if just one parent is faithful, you are blessed. Remember the great Timothy, he had only one, his mother, that was faithful. Amen? It says in verse 5, where's Timothy's father, right? Where is his father at? His father was Greek. Amen? He was Greek, and it said in Acts 16 that he'd be later converted, but he was Greek. Amen? And his mother would be Timothy's greatest influence. His mother would be his greatest influence. You see, there are unequally yoked families in faith. Amen? Many of them, okay? But you can still be a great spiritual influence, even as a mother, if the father is not. Or vice versa. Amen? And, you know, we see a lot of that in the church buildings every week. It's getting better, right? But mothers in church with their children, and the father is absent. Right? We see a lot of that. Kids are being influenced by their mothers just as Timothy was. Amen? The point is, the faith of our mothers matters. The faith of our mothers matters. And that faith has to be genuine. Not perfect, but genuine. Amen? The real kind of faith that's not just there on Sundays, but Monday through Sunday. Amen? That's the kind of faith our mothers should have. The kind of faith that honors God. A mother must always hold true to this kind of faith because Why? Because the kids are watching. Right? The kids are watching her. Our kids watch and listen to everything we say and do. So mothers should be an example of Christ in the daily lives of our children, because they're around them all day long. Amen, as we raise our kids, right? Proverbs 23:22 says, "Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old." This scripture stresses the lifelong respect and honor that are owed to our mothers. Amen? Lifelong. You know, the older I get, the more I respect my mom. The more I respect her, and I thank God for everything that she's ever done for me. Everything she's ever done for me. I could never pay my mom back enough. I tell her all the time, I can never pay you back enough for what you did in my life. Charles Spurgeon's mother, Eliza, she devoted herself tirelessly to the nurture and the care of her family. And her eldest son, Charles, he provided several touching tributes to his faithful mother throughout his life and throughout his ministry. And he once wrote, "I cannot tell you how much I owe to the solemn words of my good mother." And I feel the same way. Amen. And grandmothers are wonderful as well. Don't forget about the grandmas. Amen. I know because I live with one. Amen. Not my grandmother, but I live with a grandmother. Amen. And but one of the hard parts of being a grandparent is that we don't get to spend enough time with our grandkids, usually. Amen? At least not all of them. But the cherished times that we do get, we got to be sure to use that time to influence those kids concerning our faith. Amen? We have to use that time to do that because, you know, we got to be a witness for these kids when we can, especially if their parents aren't believers or don't go to church. Amen? We got to be a powerful influence and difference in their lives. And a lot of times, we'll bring them to church and they'll start bringing their parents to church. Amen? That's discipleship, right? We can make a powerful difference in their lives. I know my mom and my grandmas prayed for me well into my adult years as well. Amen? As I was out there running the streets and active in my destructive addictions, they never stopped praying for me. And God answered their prayers. Amen? The prayers of a righteous mother are powerful. And you know, our mothers, they teach us very much as well. They teach us so much. Even us men get powerful teachings and influence from our mothers over the years. Proverbs 6:20 says, "My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake your mother's teachings." Right? Amen. That one hit me hard because it reminded me of my upbringing as a child. Follow dad's commands, right? And listen to mom's teachings. Because dad was, "Do as I say, not as I do." Right? But mom was the one that taught me about the Lord. Mom was the one that taught me about peace. Amen? Dad was the one that taught me I better listen. Amen? A woman's teachings, though, the point is no small thing. Amen? A woman's teachings is no small thing. Some churches today would probably be in a lot less trouble if they had more teachings from women within their walls. A woman's voice matters, and it really does make a difference in our lives. We need the faith of our mothers. We need it. Amen? That's why God sent it to us. 2 Timothy 3:14-15, Paul speaking to Timothy again. He says, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it," his mom and his grandma, "and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." A godly mother with sincere faith does many things that require her own self-denial. Why? Is it because men couldn't do it? No. They do it to protect their children. Amen? Mothers do it to protect their children. It says that he had known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make him wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. This part is for those of us with adult children, okay? Never lose heart as you pray for your children. The prayers that you prayed and the seeds that you planted in their early age can bear fruit in their adult age as well. Amen? And it's never too late to pray for them to change their lives. As long as there's breath in our lungs, amen, pray for them. Remember that. Amen? My nanas never stopped praying for me. They never stopped praying for any of us. Even into their 90s and over 100 with dementia and sickness, they still wanted to pray for us. Amen? And I'm sure they're with the Lord now because the Scriptures made them wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of us in the family, they were wise. Amen? And for them as well. They prayed for us all. And these mothers or godly women in our lives, they're not just praying for our salvation, amen, but they're also teaching that we may be competent to live a good long life on earth, equipped for every good work that God has for us to do. Women play a very important role as mothers in the family. Because even if you don't have any children, or maybe just no children in the house, guess what? They're still mothers. Amen. They're still mothers. They never really get out of that motherhood mode. Amen. It doesn't go away. Okay? And if you're their and if you as their spouse is the only one around, then guess what? They're gonna mother you as well. Amen. That's not a bad thing, okay? That's not a bad thing. It will be a blessing to you if they mother you. Amen? In a Christian household, at least. I never heard anyone complain about dinner being cooked, laundry being done, the floors being mopped, all the while reminding you of all the appointments you forgot about. Amen? What's so bad about that, right? A lot of times, also, if we as men are immature at the time of our marriage, guess who God sent to help us with that as well. Amen? Amen? Could be the other way around too, but not likely. The faith of our mothers gets... I'm getting a bunch of points today, just so you know, all right? The faith of our mothers gets us there, amen? But the faith of our wives usually helps us to grow in so many ways. The influence of a woman matters very much in our lives. Got another little story for you here. Next slide. You guys know who this guy is? Winston Churchill, right? One day, Winston Churchill was walking with his wife in a bad part of town. And as they approached a homeless man begging on the corner, Winston told his wife, he said, "What if you would have married him?" And she said to him, "Well, then he would have been the prime minister." Right? Women mean a lot in our lives. Amen. Amen. So let's close with this, okay? Let's close with this. A lot of points, a lot of points. Mothers, your job is not easy. We know that. In fact, it's probably the second hardest job in America. Mine's the first hardest. No. But your job is very important, amen? Not just to all of us, but to God. He has entrusted you with much, amen? And much responsibility, much teaching, and much praying for others. Most especially your children. And to be honest, we should be celebrating you at least once a week. More points, right? At least once a week. But on this day, okay, on this day in this church today, we celebrate the faith of our mothers and the blessing that you are to us all. So God bless you all. Happy Mother's Day. We love you. Amen. 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 And enjoy your day with your families, okay?
Amen. Amen.